5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coming up, Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, joining us here in a few minutes.
Woo-hoo!
He's here eating right now. Senator Jill Vogel is going to be joining us at 8:15 this morning. And then at 8:35, former Virginia Governor George Allen. Busy show still ahead. Vince Colonna is here with Mary Walter.
Good morning. And I have to tell you, this is what it looks like when the sun comes up in the morning. I never knew. We're up early enough to see it, but we are in a studio with no windows, so I never knew this is what the sunrise looks like. Who knew? Lots of people here with us. Joining us right now is Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo. He represents the 40th District. He is also the Majority Caucus Chairman for the Virginia House Republican Caucus. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you being here. We previously had Lolita Mancino Smoke on the show, and one of the things she said was that Northern Virginia is turning purple. And she thinks it's going to go, it's turning more towards blue, and we're starting to see that. How are you worried about that when it comes to these upcoming elections?
Well, first, thank you guys for having us over for breakfast. I appreciate you inviting me in. No, we're going to do well. Our people are fighting back and doing the things, and it's common sense. And here's the thing I think people need to realize. This ain't your granddaddy's Democratic Party. This is the Democratic Party of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. These are the leftist socialists. We even have one of our candidates, Jackson Miller's running against a Marine who's endorsed by the Socialist Party. This is how bad it's gotten with the Democrats. They've gone so far to the left on all these issues. So I feel like people are going to understand common sense issues. We're going to talk about, we don't want big government running every program. We don't want a tax increase every day, which is what the Democrats are promising. And I think the common sense thinks we're going to win.
Are you discrediting or not giving enough credit to the younger voters who definitely lean left, have no problem saying that they endorse socialism, even communism, and are okay with that concept? It's not a taboo for them. Are you not giving enough credence to them?
No, I think we listen, but we go out and talk to them one-on-one. We talk about the local issues, the things that are important. And I think when we do that, it makes sense and we're resonating. I think Scott Lingenfelter is winning against a far left person who says she wants to run the budget, but she's had two bankruptcies. And since they're all for sanctuary cities, I think our people are going to win because of the common sense things they're doing and they're reaching out one on one. We're going to do okay. In fact, we're going to hold our own and win.
Good. I like to hear that.
I want to talk a little bit about the fact that you're in the midst of a competitive race yourself right now. Tell me about, you're going up against Democrat Dante Tanner. How's that race going? And, you know, what's the feeling heading into Tuesday here?
No, we're going to win. I mean, he just moved here, and the first thing he wants to do is run for office and raise taxes. I understand that. That's their MO now. But what we're going to do, we're going out door to door. We're reaching out to people. We're broadcasting, running commercials on some great radio stations, including WMAL.
Heard those.
All right. And, you know, we're reaching out to our people, to the base, to the common sense people who are tired of paying more taxes, who are tired of big government, and who just say, hey, let government run efficiently, leave us alone, and let us live our lives.
Now, as the majority caucus chairman for the House Republican caucus, you have your eyes on a lot of races here in Virginia. I want to start at the top of the ticket because that often drives many people to the polls. This last week, all of a sudden, there's so much energy, it seems like, for Ed Gillespie. We were talking just coming into this off the air. I want to ask you now, what are the internals looking like that you're aware of for Ed Gillespie, these polling numbers that are kept by the party itself?
Eddie's going to win. I've known Ed for 25 years, so I call him Eddie. He's going to win this thing. We're looking at some of these. Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at some of these things, and it's interesting. Some of the people, you remember that Georgia race?
Yes.
For Karen Handel?
Ossoff and Karen Handel.
Exactly. And the Democrats raised $23 million, and we raised $3 million, but she still won. The same people who did some of the internal data analytics for that and were right on the money about a week ago had Gillespie not at 1% down, but 0.1%. 0.1%. You can't get much closer than that.
And that's what we call a dead heat.
That's a dead heat, my friends. And since then, Ed's been on the rise. I think Ed's going to win this thing. I think Jill's going to win this thing. I think it's going to be a sweep. I think we're going to hold our own in the House. And it's going to be a good day for common sense values in Virginia.
Being involved in the legislature, you heard Ralph Northam come out in the last 24 hours saying that he would sign a bill now to ban sanctuary cities in the state of Virginia should one ever arise. Will he face that again, another bill like
Absolutely.
That?
We're going to put it on the next governor's desk. We did it this year, and the governor, we're going to put it on Ed Gillespie's desk, and he's going to sign it. But, you know, Ralph Northam is just what I'm saying. It ain't your granddaddy's Democratic Party. He came in as a moderate Democrat, and he's gone so far to the left, he can't even recognize himself. Remember, Ralph will tell you, he voted for George Bush. Now he's Bernie Sanders' twin brother. It's just sad.
Does the tax bill that we just saw, we're really learning about this morning, does that help your tax position?
I think so. We're going to take a look at that. I mean, it's working its way through. We've talked to a number of the congressmen. I think the members of Congress need to do a tax cut for the American people. I know there's some things that are not perfect on this. The perfect's the mortal enemy of the good, but they better cut taxes. I think they will. It's the right thing to do, and it'll help Virginia. Look, the economy's booming. I mean, you guys see this. You know, you report it all the time. The economy,
yep.
Unemployment's down, jobs are up, illegal migration's down. Food stamps down. Pretty good day in America.
All right.
You just got to get it out there.
Well, you heard it here. I have to bring a tax cut. Amen to that. Delegate Tim Hugo, thank you as always for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you.
All right, more ahead. 743 WMI.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.